When the prodigal son came home, he was happy and dad was happy. But there's an older brother, and that's a different story. When he came in from the field, heard the music and dancing, who the party was for and why, he became angry and wouldn't go in. He said to dad, "Look, that son of yours squandered your property. I've slaved for you all these years, always obedient, yet you never even killed a goat for me and my friends." "But you're always with me, and all I have is yours," dad replied. "Your brother came home. He was lost and is found. That's why we had to celebrate." You see, the older brother had the joyous opportunity to be with dad even when the younger brother was gone. But he didn't see it that way. He had worked hard and earned his reward. He was the one that was proving himself to be the slave. The younger brother could only accept dad's generous provisions as a gift. That's the only way anybody can be part of God's kingdom. Receive it as a gift. Then serve God because you love Him. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and yeah, I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Need pain relief? Greska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look around you. Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And podcasts are archived on 1360khnc.com to the Present Truth site, Monday through Friday from 11 to 1. And on America's Freedom, on americasfreedomnetwork.com. And I am I apologize for moving so quickly. I think I need to slow down and take my time and tell you the rest of the story. We cannot avoid, the world cannot avoid, America cannot avoid a coming digital world. But in the coming digital world, there are going to be two separate systems. The system of the United States, and we are trying to, with the gravitational pull of what we are as an empire, we are trying to use this gravitational pull or this magnetic hold that we have on the countries to suck them into our digital world. Trump doesn't want it. The other nations in, let's say, 90% of the, there's a way I want to phrase it, the other countries of the world, the GDP of these nations collectively is, I'm trying to find the exact percentage, but most of the world, they produce more than, I think we produce, what, maybe 10% of what is manufactured? But let's go to what happened in 2022. Canada and Australia, they began to shelf their plans for the new central bank digital currencies. Actually, this was just October, 2 months ago. But I'm trying to find my 90 countries and currency unions were in the process of exploring a CBDC, central bank currency. This was in 2022. And here in 2024, the countries wanting to participate in this type of a currency, 134 nations now. And these 134 nations, they represent 98% of the global GDP. 66 of the countries are in the advanced stage of exploration, development, either pilot or ready for launch into this new currency. But guess what? They're not including the United States. In fact, the United States is just trailing most countries on the CBDC development. Good for us. And America could be the first country to explicitly ban the central bank from issuing a CBDC, to the horror of certain think tanks. I'm presenting facts out of Zero Hedge. Central Bank Digital Currency, Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. In May of this year, the House, U.S. House of Representatives passed H.R. 5403, known as the CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act. It was introduced September 2023, sponsored by U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. He proposed amendments to the Federal Reserve Act to prohibit the United States federal government from a reserve from issuing CBDCs. This H.R. 5403 also seeks to protect the right to financial privacy and prevent the U.S. government from weaponizing their financial system against American citizens. If passed, H.R. 5403 will prevent the Fed from offering products or services directly to individuals. Secondly, maintaining accounts on behalf of individuals it prohibits. Thirdly, issuing a central bank digital currency or any digital asset that is substantially similar under any other name or label directly to an individual. To become law, the bill needs to clear the Senate. It's not guaranteed. The new Trump administration, should Trump be elected, the new administration would, according to Trump last January, he announced that as president, he would never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency. Such a currency, he said, would give the federal government, our federal government, absolute control over your money. So this is where Trump stands on this. The deep state doesn't like it. The certain think tanks are opposed to Trump and his, what he is not going to allow. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
It's time for the Deafblind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
So Donald Trump is trying to get it together. So going back to the article, again, Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden, October 30th, 2024. The matter of the currencies, there will be digital trade. The world will not avoid it. You can't. It's impossible. In the multipolar world, they will use now their own currencies. They will use digital techniques or digital. There will be the digital aspect. Now they're going to use grains, wheat, barley, etc. It's a whole, I don't know how many, maybe 75% of the world's countries are going to use this alternate, not an alternate, it is an alternative to the Klaus Schwab system. It has been developed. Vladimir Putin, he picked up the concept, like I stated yesterday, from a British economist. And with these emerging markets, the emerging, not only the markets, but these countries that are emerging as powers, India, this India is a young gorilla. China, a little bit older gorilla, wants to be the alpha and is no longer the alpha. China is no longer the alpha. You have Brazil, India, South Africa. South Africa is covering a great portion of Africa. Brazil, the economic hold that Brazil has economically over these nations in South America. So the China is no longer the alpha. You have a bunch of younger developing countries, they like this matter of free trade. We can't avoid it. So then with the article, should the Harris administration, if they would have won, they would have fast-tracked a digital dollar. Now, the Republican bankers and the voters are aware and they're wary of this CBDC. And what's happening is the G20, of the G20, there are 11 countries in the G20 that are already in the pilot stage, which includes Brazil, India, Australia, South Korea, Turkey. China is also on the list. They have 250 million users who are ready to jump into this system. And the Atlantic Council, they stated that, quote, don't let the United States become the only country to ban CBDCs. The Associate Director for Digital Currencies at the Geoeconomic Centers warns that the passage of H.R. 5403 would do significant harm to the future of the dollar, as well as throttle innovation across the public and private sector. In the absence of the U.S.-led models and regulatory roadmaps, there is a growing risk of a fragmented payment system emerging in which different models proliferate and make the international financial architecture more expensive and less efficient. I'm just laying this down today because in the days to come, I'm going to talk about the air that you breathe, your very existence, what you own, everything, what you have in your bank, what you own. Let's say, I'll give you an example. Your home is going to be brought into the digital system. And let's say that you have on a, how do I phrase it? Everything you have is going to be put on file. Your home is worth so many carbon credits. Your car, a bicycle you have in the garage, the tools you have on the shelf in the garage, your baseball glove, everything you own is going to be put in your file. Everything. Everything you own will be documented. Your clothing, the number of pair of shoes that you have, everything is going to be recorded. And if you give your pair of shoes away, that will be deducted from your file. Where did the shoes go? Who did you trade the shoes to? What did you receive in return for the shoes? It's getting down to that kind of a world. Where you work, how much you make, everything. We are truly in a new Orwellian world. It's worse than I'm even presenting to you. It's worse. I don't have the words to even present this to you, so I'll read to you basically. You're going to be, let's see, let's see if I can get an idea of what is going to be documented. Your bank deposit, definitely. Who owned the house before you? Sorry, I forgot to read. I'm so busy doing things here, I forgot to turn my channel on. Apologize for that. I don't know how long it was off. Board operator error again. I've been reading about the central bank digital currency. The United States, through H.R. 5403, the possibility that should this bill pass, it would prevent the federal government again from offering products or services directly to individuals. It would maintaining accounts on behalf of individuals. Thirdly, issuing central bank digital currency or any digital asset that is substantially similar under any other name or label directly to an individual. It keeps us out of their prying eyes, is what it does. We can't keep this from coming. This is a storm that is coming. We can't dodge it. It is going to descend upon the citizens of this country like nighttime. We have to understand that Canada realizes the dangers of it. Ted Cruz and many in this country realize the danger of a central bank digital currency. Russia, Vladimir Putin, as he followed Klaus Schwab's economic forum plan for decades, he knew exactly what it was. This was a perfect way in which a certain group can control every human being in the world. And Putin understood the only alternative is to create a second system. And this is what Putin and the Russians and other countries have been doing. They realize that if they didn't do something to build a system apart from Klaus Schwab's system, their countries would end up being part of a draconian, devilish system. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds, and that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
I'm excited to announce our Christmas extravaganza is finally here. Get this season's flannel sheets for as low as $59.98. They won't last long, so get them while you can. Our famous My Slippers, they haven't been on sale for over a year. Regularly $119.98, now only $59.98. Our six-piece towel sets are back in stock with extremely limited quantities, only $29.98. With hundreds of MyPillow products, there's something for everyone on your Christmas list. Bathrobes, duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to save on all MyPillow products. For example, flannel sheets for as low as $59.98, or our six-piece towel sets, just $29.98. But that's not all. I'm extending our 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st of 2025. Plus, all orders over $75 or more ship absolutely free.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs.
970-800-3693. Apologize for not turning my mic back on here in the last segment. With de-dollarization, okay. The idea that the BRICS countries are moving away from the dollar is Trump saying if they decide to do that, that objective is over. Nine nations: Brazil, China, Egypt, Ethiopia, India, Iran, Russia, South Africa, and the United Arab Emirates. They have been moving away from the dollar in recent years. Officials from these countries have been employing measures to reduce their reliance on the dollar. The global shift away from the dollar is a significant movement, and it began really to gain momentum when Russia invaded, or when Moscow invaded, was forced into Ukraine. These nations, they are using these baskets of currencies, the ruble, yuan, rupee. They're putting these currencies into a big bowl and creating one uniform currency. These trade accounts, or the BRICS trade, it accounts for a little more than 1% of the global trade. But the fact is that this is a major disturbance to the force, to the United States. The International Monetary Fund, according to their data, they say that the U.S. dollar still represents approximately 60% of the foreign exchange. And the International Bank of Settlements, again, in 2022, stated that the dollar accounted for 88% of the global transactions. What I'm saying is the move of these nations, the move that is already, there's a movement. I don't know if you've seen these flash floods like in Arizona in the desert. It's raining 40 miles away in the hills. Massive downpour. And out in the desert, the sun is out. Beautiful day. Little hot, and all of a sudden you see coming down these low-lying areas this massive river with bushes and trees and mud and rocks, and it is so massive it is just taking over these riverbeds. And if you're in the way, I've seen these photos or these YouTubes where you have these knotheads. They get their trucks, get out in the desert there, in the riverbed, and they just try to stay ahead of this massive amount, billions of gallons or tons of water. This is the BRICS. This is the what is happening with de-dollarization. It is that river. You can't stop it. You're not going to stop it. America, we are watching the protest of the nations of the world against this country. Now, according to some experts, these basket of currencies, they don't stand a snowball's chance of replacing the dollar. Well, I believe that they're misled. You have these emerging countries. India, China's been on the move, South Africa, Brazil. Along with that, now you have the Arab Emirates, you have Turkey, you have other nations, you have France. France wants to be part of this. Germany would like to be part of it, because right now Germany is, as a nation, they're devastated financially. They would like to, you know, be accepted into this group, into this basket of nations that are working together to live, to exist, to function. And like I stated yesterday, the city of London, the banks were saying back in early October, all of a sudden, they began to support the election of Donald Trump. They start this financial center in the city of London. They were all in for Trump. And the reason is because they knew that Trump would do whatever the United States was needed, whatever this country, what was needed to stop this BRICS, the momentum. This is why they wanted Trump. They're not for Trump. They don't care about Trump. But if he's the individual that will be able to hold this, keep this massive flood from taking over their financial world, so be it. They knew that the Kamala Harris, she wouldn't stand against it. She wouldn't know how to. So that's why they wanted Trump, because they knew Trump would, if there's anybody that could stand up to these BRICS nations and the other nations that are de-dollarizing, it would be Donald Trump. The BRICS nations, the BRICS movement, the de-dollarization plan is destroying the financial center in the city of London and in the West. The other thing, too, is it is interfering with the Pilgrim Society global agenda, the global plan to rule the world through the city of London, the Pilgrim Society in London, Pilgrim Society in the United States. They know that this movement by these nations to break the power of the almighty dollar, it's gained too much momentum. and they know they can't stop it. I'll be back in a few minutes. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound.
Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue health products button.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Okay. And again, the podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. Now, Trump doesn't believe that the BRICS will successfully replace the U.S. dollar in world trade. And any country that attempts to, you know, destroy our dollar should wave goodbye to America. He was speaking at the Economic Club in Chicago with Bloomberg, and he said that the United States could slip into third world status if it loses reserve dominance. So at least Donald Trump now is beginning to address this issue. He didn't really say much during the campaign up until late in the campaign. But now he's addressing it. He says we have to look. He says we have to have. We have to have this reserve dominance. We can't lose it. You'll go to a third world status in this country because you take a look at the way things are running. If a country tells me, sir, we like you very much, but we're going to no longer adhere to being in the reserve currency, if they're saying we're not going to salute the dollar anymore, I'll say, that's okay. You're going to pay 100% tariff on everything you sell to the U.S. and we love your product. I hope you sell a lot of it into the United States, but you're going to pay 100% tariff. In a September campaign rally, he told the crowd that many countries are exiting the dollar. He says, they're not going to leave the dollar with me. So Donald Trump, he realizes no one had been saying much other than, what was her name, Janet Yellen? She realized the U.S. dollar was in trouble, a year and a half ago? Immediately in 2022, when Russia went into Ukraine, shortly thereafter, Klaus Schwab told Russia, you're excluded from being part of the World Economic Forum. Well, Putin knew. He'd been going to the World Economic Forum meetings for years. He understood what they were doing. And so he said, great, no problem. And by the way, we have been working on my comrades, I shouldn't say comrades, the countries that I've been working with, we have been feverishly putting together a new system separate from the SWIFT system. Completely different. A completely new system. We don't want American control. The SWIFT system, again, being the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. He said, we don't need SWIFT. We've worked with SWIFT. We'll continue to work with SWIFT, but we're not going to be controlled by SWIFT. So we have a new system. And they're considering having some kind of a... There won't be just a currency. They're going to work with all of these currencies. They're considering maybe some kind of a token or using, I think it's XRP as a digital as a central digital network, digital currency. They're working on something. And the Biden administration didn't address it. That's one thing they didn't want to do, because they knew, the Biden administration knew that what Putin had done, the bankers knew, the Federal Reserve knew, the leaders or the those in the IMF and the World Bank, they knew, all the leaders of the world understood it, in the Western world, Canada, Australia, England, they knew. They didn't have an answer. How do we stop it? Well, their answer was, hopefully, Donald Trump. It's too late. Too late. Even Donald Trump can't stop it. These nations have had a taste of independence. They like it. Many of these BRICS members, they still appear optimistic that their long-term de-dollarization strategy is going to work. In Russia, in Kazan, the group continued to lay the anti-dollar groundwork. This is why Trump is coming out now and addressing it. These nations, they've pledged to bolster economic ties and increase the representation of their national currencies in trade and in financial transactions. The organization's newest development is the proposal for a BRICS-based grain exchange, which I mentioned in the first hour and this hour also. A grain exchange. This is huge. When you begin to trade in food, this is more important in a sense than money. Present truth.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
So I'm going to conclude today by saying that, giving you a quote by this Larry Fink, BlackRock. He says, quote, "Every investor, you and I, will have our own number, our own identification. We can rid ourselves of all issues around illicit activities, around bonds and stocks and digital by having tokenization." Larry Fink, BlackRock. "It may not get an ounce of mainstream or even alternative media coverage, but right now, the world's central banks, financial juggernauts, and fintech groups are rapidly developing a system by which everything will be converted into a unique digital record stored on a blockchain. The process is known as tokenization, where all things will be converted into a token, a piece of digital representation that is then bought, sold, and traded as a commodity. This system is needed to truly enable proper effectiveness for central bank digital currencies. Such a system would fully allow central banks and asset managers to know precisely what people possess at all times, as all transactions and purchases would be completely tracked and mitigated in real time, and would thus fulfill the ominous statement by the World Economic Forum, you'll own nothing and be happy. Tokenization, a number of it has never been fully explained, and it is being deployed, and the speed at which it's being deployed. There was in December 2023, Trends Journal contributor Gregory Manariano, he warned that this new world order monetary system, about this new world monetary, new world order monetary system. So envision for a moment, he says, a mechanism where every single conceivable asset, including life itself or life expectancy, which is also an asset, is reduced into a token. Well, I'm here to reveal to you this is exactly what is going to happen. The new tokenization system is going to represent. The word represent is emphasized. Not just currency and all other financial assets such as real estate, but all assets including you, your past, what you have done, and even speculation on what you may do, including things like life expectancy, what you earn, what you potentially will earn in the future, what you buy, what you may buy, past illnesses, potential future illnesses, family history, what medications you take, what medications you are or will potentially need in the future, your vax records, DNA, which means that this new token-based system in its entirety will reduce, represent everything to a digital tradable asset. Now, that'll give you something to think about overnight. I'm going to rehearse it again. But for tonight, for today, this is it. The Present Truth Program, Rick Rodriguez. Visit
any
tomorrow.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.